is quick crack.
Years ago.
And I was living in New York before. But for the last 10 years, I've been living in Miami. Mm. Yeah.
What was Haiti like when you were a girl growing up?
Well, when I was growing up in Haiti, kids didn't have toys like you have here in America. That's one first thing I see. We didn't have television, but we had to go to school. And Haiti is a place where you have people that are very, very poor. Some people don't even eat every day. But you have some people that are very, very rich also. And you have people in and between. Have a lot of kids going to school. You have big schools, small schools, schools that are rich and schools that are poor. But some schools, the kids go to school, they don't even have shoes to wear. And they don't even have food to eat before they go to school. But some other schools too, the kids are rich, they have cars, their parents take them to school, or they make the maid take them to school, carry their book for them. Sometimes they get very lazy when they're rich. And then the poor does the work because they don't have money and they have to work to get something because it's a very poor country.
So I guess in a way, a lot of about where you live is very much like here. There are a lot of poor people, a lot of rich people, a lot of people in between.
Yeah, but the poor people are very poor. It's not like here in America where they say, oh, so-and-so is poor. When I say poor, I mean poor. I mean you get up in the morning, you don't have breakfast, and all day you didn't find anything to eat, and you go to sleep with no food.
What was it like for you when you were growing up? You know more about, it's like we know more about ourselves sometimes than we do about other people. What about you?
Well, when I was growing up, I had the chance to do a lot of things that boys and girls do right now. I had 8 brothers and sisters. We were 5 girls at home and 3 boys. My mother was a school teacher, and my father was a doctor. So we had a pretty normal life. I would not say as rich as some people in America. We didn't have television because people didn't have television at this time in Haiti. But we had a radio, we had a house, we even have maids serving us, and we all went to school. In fact, one of my brother became a doctor, also just like daddy. And then the others were school teachers. I was a school teacher when I was in Haiti, and I spoke French. But I also know how to speak Creole.
Anybody here know how to speak Creole? Anybody here speak Creole?
Anybody? Nobody speak Creole here? What about French?
Anybody speak French?
You know a little bit? Your parents?
He's from Canada.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I have family from Canada, too, because my brother married to a Canadian, and I have nephews and nieces that are Canadian and live there.
What kinds of things did you like to do when you were about
19?
Age?
Well, you see, it was after World War II, and we didn't have much toys. And in Haiti, they didn't manufacture the toys. And if the toys would come from America or other countries, they would be very, very expensive. So that gave us a chance, not only me when I was growing up, but a lot of kids to do a lot of things that little children in America don't do.
Like what?
Because, for instance, I used to make my own doll with a piece of material. I would cut it. If I have scissors or paper, I will show you how I made my doll. I cut my doll. Then I sew my doll with needle. You know how to sew? And I turn it. Then I stuff it, like you would stuff animals. And then that would be my doll. Let me show you how I made my doll.
That's the right kind of paper you want to sew. That's construction paper.
Yeah, maybe lighter paper.
That's in front of
yeah.
Leave this here. Yeah,
on my,
yeah, you know,
yeah.
Please.
Oh, you remember. Very good. Now, if you don't beg me, I won't tell you any story. Because at night, the person always say, I'm tired. I don't want to tell a story. I'm not about to tell anybody a story today. Why don't we go to the next class? Because that's enough for them. They don't need a story.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was planning.
Quick!
Crack! Crack!
Quick!
Crack!
Okay. Now you ready. You see, I'm going to show you these two people here. You see that one here? His name is Buki. And that other one, his name is Malice.
Malice.
Okay, one is Buki, and the other one is Malice. I'm going to put it on the board for you. That's all I'm going to tell you in the book. Now, you close your eyes and you can imagine Buki as you like. Just imagine anything that's dummy, that's Buki. Anything that's smart, that's Malice. Anybody that's smart, that's Malice. Okay? Now, okay. That's it. You see who Buki is now? Everybody knows Buki?
Yes.
Buki is dummy and Malice is smart. I'm going to tell you a story, a first story, who is going to let you see exactly how stupid Buki is. Nobody can be as dummy as Buki. Every morning, Buki sits in front of his house. That little house that you see down here. You see that little house over here?
Yes.
You see that one? That small one here. That's the house Buki lives in. Not exactly that one, but to tell you, it's a little house like that in the mountain. So every morning, there is a calf. You know what a calf? Who knows what a calf is? A calf. What is a calf? Well, tell me, what's a calf?
A baby calf.
That's right, say it loud.
A baby calf.
Okay, who wants to tell me again what a calf is? Okay, tell me what a calf is. Okay, who else? Okay, the whole class, tell me what a calf is.
A baby cow.
Very good. Now, every morning, that calf is passed in front of Buki's house. Every morning. And he would say, good morning, Uncle Buki. And Buki would answer, good morning, my nephew. Buki loves meat. Buki would like to eat that calf, but he doesn't know how to. Every day he kept thinking, one of these days I got to eat that calf. So, one morning when the calf came, Buki said, the calf's passing. The calf said, good morning, Uncle Buki. And Buki said, good morning, my nephew. Why don't you come and shake hands with me? So he expected to eat the calf. The calf said, my mother told me to go fast and come back. I'm going to the market. But the calf knowing Buki, he knows his mother told him never to get near Buki. Buki, because Buki can eat you. Buki can eat you. Don't get near Buki. So the calf passed. Then one day Buki got an imagination strong and he said to the calf, I like to come to see you one of these days at night. Why don't you give me your address? That's the trick. The calf gave a warm address to Buki. He told Buki, I live under the mapu tree. Mapu tree is a big tree, maybe that biggest one over there. You see, that big tree all the way down the farm. Well, Malfini is a bad girl with many bad luck in Haiti. You see, the Malfini, you might get sick. So, he told Bookie that I live under the Mapu tree where Malfini died of yellow fever. Everybody know where Malfini died of yellow fever. Yellow. Where that big Mapu tree is. So, then the camp left. But that wasn't the camp address, remember? That was a false address. So that night, Bookie got in the house and Bookie said to Malice, oh, we got a lot of meat tonight. Give me a duffy bag to put on my shoulder. I'm going to get you nice, good meat. We're going to eat it. Malice said, Bookie, I know how stupid you are, dummy. You stay right here and don't go put yourself into trouble. But Bookie didn't want to listen. He just took his bag and went, who knows how to whistle in this class? Okay, go ahead, whistle for me. Okay, that's enough. So that's what Bookie was doing. I cannot whistle me, but Bookie was going, oh, Bookie got there. It was getting light. He's back on his shoulder. And he's going like that. He saw the big Mapu tree. He said, Mapu tree, your pain is up. And he said, I remember when Malfini died of yellow fever right here. And Bookie started to push the benches. And he was going to get to that calf. And he got his head back down in the dark because he couldn't see anything. He went, and at the same time, he heard a big voice. He said, ooh. Oh, got scared. But he put another again. He said, ooh. At the same moment, he got a big paw on his shoulder. He started to put him in blood. Put his face in blood and he started to run. You know who was there?
Who? Up there.
It was the tiger. Have you ever seen a tiger?
Yes.
So the tiger started to put Bookie in pieces, but Bookie ran, finally, the tiger couldn't get him, but the tiger got him all in blood. He went to his home. When he got there, Mali saw blood all over Bookie. Mali said, Bookie, what happened to you? Again, you have been stupid. Bookie couldn't speak, you see. Ooh, he was crying, he couldn't speak. So Malice took leaves, because that's the way they make medicine in Haiti. He boiled the leaves, and he put big cataplasm on him, and he was yelling because it was hurting him. So they put him in bed. The next morning, they put Bookie again in front of that little house. And then, who is passing by again?
The baby calf.
Exactly, the calf passing by. And the calf said, good morning, Uncle Bookie. This time the calf passed nearby because Bookie is all wrapped up. He knows that Bookie cannot do anything to him. And Bookie went, oh, Bookie was mad at him. Oh, my uncle, what's wrong with you? You don't want to talk to your nephew today? So the calf just passed by. And Bookie at this time said, Malice. He called Malice. Malice was inside working. Malice. Come and see that little boy going down the street. You take his nice calf when he passes by in the morning. But go see him at night. He changed to a tiger. As I was passing by, they kicked me. And here I am to tell you the story.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, you got it? All right. Let me tell you another story. Who's going to show to you how Bookie is stupid? Okay? But that's a short one, okay? One morning, Malice called, Bookie, come on. I want to send you to the market. Oh, okay, he's happy, he's going to the market. Took his bag, put it on his shoulder, he goes to the market. Then, Malice, when Bookie got there, Bookie had to buy meat, he bought the meat, he bought rice, he bought banana, he bought plantain, everything, sugar, and he was coming by. But it took a long time for Bookie to buy all these things. The sun was high. And you know what happened when the sun is high, right? Do you know? Okay,
yes.
You're going to find out. Then, as the sun was high, Buki turned over like that, and he saw a little man following him. And he started to run. Every place he went, the man following him. Every place he goes, the man is following him. He said, "Man, I'm scared of you. Get away from me." But he put his feet here, he saw the man. So, what he did, he took the rice, he gave to the man. "Here, you want the rice? Here." He went. He returned again. "You want the meat? Here. You want this? You want that? You want it?" He gave everything, everything they gave him to buy. Buki gave the whole thing to the little man following him. So he went home. And he said, "Malice, Malice, look, there is a man following me. I gave him everything because he wants everything. I gave it to him." Malice said, "Come on, Buki, where is the man?" Couldn't see the man, he was in the house. So they went outside. And Buki said, "Look, here he is." You know who was following Buki?
Yeah.
Who was following Buki? The whole class tell me.
Exactly.
That's exactly. So they started to beat him up. They beat him. "You're too stupid. Beat him. Beat him. Beat him." And I passed and I asked, "Why they beating Buki?" They kicked me. And here I am to tell you the story.
Oh, God.
You want another one?
Yes.
You gotta make them beg for it.
Oh, yeah. You want a long one or a short one?
Maybe a long one. A short one.
Well, I should tell them another one who doesn't have Buki in it.
Okay.
Yeah, you want a story without Buki, because everything Buki does, it will be something like that. Like one day, Buki gave birth to his mother. Buki was to give a bath. You know what Buki did? He took grandma and put grandma in boiling water. So grandma said, like that. And grandma died. And all the trip were out. So when Malice came, Buki said, "I gave a good bath to mother. She's so happy, she's still laughing." And grandma was dead. Grandma was dead. Grandma was like that. Dead. That's the things, Buki. That's the kind of things. Okay, let me. I'm going to tell you a story about a man who, it was famine in the country. Okay, famine, nobody had food to eat, nothing grew in that town. So, but there was only one man has a garden full of peas, all kind of peas in that garden. He was the only person who has food to eat. But all the birds, they were dying, they didn't have anything to eat, all the animals were dying. But the birds got together and they said, "We're going to do something. We cannot leave a garden full of peas like that and we cannot eat." So they said, "We're going to eat in the garden of Mr. Kenzo," because his name was Kenzo. "So we're going to eat in Kenzo's garden." But Turtle was there. They were friends to Turtle. You know what a turtle is? Have you seen Turtle? You know, Turtle walks slow, you know, it cannot fly. So then they said, "Well, the Turtle is our friend, he's dying too, he has nothing to eat." Well, they have a meeting. They said, "Well, what's that we're going to do? We're going to give a little bit of wings to Turtle so Turtle will be able to fly also like everybody else." So early in the morning, and they gave a little bit of wings to Turtle, and they all flew, and they went to the garden. When they got to the garden, they started they were eating, they ate. And when the sun came out, they just flew back. So when the man came, the man said, "Somebody is eating in my garden. I wish I knew who was eating in my garden." But he couldn't find any bird. He went home. The next day, same thing. All the birds got together. They gave a little bit of wings to Turtle. They all went to the garden and they eat the peas. When the man came later on, he said, "Oh, that's not my garden. Somebody's eating my peas." So he stayed right there. The next day, hide himself. But they didn't come that day. Then the following day, they came. The men came early that day. to see who was eating in his garden. So, when the men got there, all the birds were busy going towards him. They were eating. And the man said, Kanzo was his name. He said, he got a big stick. He said, who is eating in my garden? All the birds flew. But Turtle didn't have the wings, so he couldn't fly. So the man was going to beat him. And Turtle said, now I am translating because the song is in Creole. Turtle said, Kanzo, I didn't come to eat your peas. Kanzo, I didn't come to eat your peas. Bluebird flew, gave me wings. Turtle flew, gave me wings. Turkey flew, gave me wings. So he said all the birds gave him wings. That's why he told on them. He said, that's why I could fly, but I didn't come here alone to eat your peas. So the man said, I'm rich today. A turtle that can sing. Look, he got the turtle. Ooh, nice turtle. He took the turtle home. And everybody came in the neighborhood to listen to a turtle who could sing. But every time he has to put his stick like that, and the turtle take them going to beat him, and he said, Kanzo, I didn't come to eat your peas. Kanzo, I didn't come to eat your peas. And then started to sing every time. So, people started to give money to the man to hear the turtle sing. The man getting rich. So the king heard that. The king said, wait with that turtle. So they put the turtle in the palace and the turtle started to sing. Oh, they were so happy. So the king invited all the other kings in the country or the country next to them. That one, there were about 50 kings and princes and queens. They got dressed. Oh, nice. Call all of them. So they came to listen to Turtle who was singing. Huh. But that night, they put that turtle in a little, how do you say that, bassinet of water.
You know? Bath.
Yeah. And a little boy came, took the turtle who could sing from himself, and put another turtle who couldn't sing. Huh. Everybody was there and Kanzo came with his big fat turtle. He think the turtle going to sing. Put the turtle there and the king announced, today you're going to hear something no other kingdom has. Only me can have a turtle who can sing. And Kanzo came. Kanzo put his stick up and the big fat turtle said, OF off! OF off! He couldn't sing. So they started, Kanzo beat the turtle. The turtle wouldn't sing, it wasn't the same turtle. They beat the turtle. Even the king made the god beat up the man because he said, you lied to me. Look what an embarrassment. Everybody think my turtle was going to sing. What an embarrassment. They beat up the man. So I was passing by, asked, why are you beating the man? They kicked me. And here I am to tell you the
story. Oh, okay. A tradition that comes from words, a tradition that's sweet, a tradition that comes from another country. I want to thank you very much for coming to share your time with us.
It was a pleasure.
Let's leave with Mrs. Luis with a nice thank you for us at the count of three.
Welcome. It's a pleasure.
We're off to the next class, and I'll see you tomorrow where I hear that there's a surprise in store. So I'm looking forward to that. Remember,